Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And we go to St. Louis now and the outcome of a closely watched murder trial. It's the case of then police officer Jason Stockley, who shot 24-year-old Anthony Lamar Smith to death after a car chase. Today, a judge in St. Louis ruled that Stockley is not guilty of first-degree murder in that 2011 shooting. Attorneys at the time of the death had decided not to charge Stockley, but an internal affairs investigation uncovered new evidence in 2016, and he was charged with first-degree murder. The verdict has sparked protests in St. Louis, many of them expected. Shula Newman is executive editor at St. Louis Public Radio, and she's with me now. Thanks for being here, Shula.
Hi, Todd. Good to be here.
Well, there were a lot of concerns around security leading up to today. How is St. Louis reacting to the verdict?
Well, predictably, there's several hundred people who are protesting throughout downtown, and we also have reports of other parts of the city, some protesters breaking out, blocking streets. They attempted to block one of the major highways here. So it's, you know, not unexpected, but so far no violence or any other kind of, aside from just disruption of people walking in the streets.
The protest,
nothing bad.
So the protest peaceful so far. Remind us of some of the basic facts of this case, though. One factor that loomed over this case, and there were many, is that is Jason Stockley telling his partner during the chase that preceded the shooting that he was going to kill Anthony Smith?
Right. And this was recorded during the chase, and in the court decision, in the judge's decision, he said that during the chase, there was a lot of different recordings, different police channels were open. And when this came out of Stockley's mouth, it was in the heat of pursuit. Stockley himself claims that he doesn't remember making that statement. And the judge in his decision also said people say really horrible things when they're under a lot of stress. So that was basically disregarded as a way for him to be charged with first-degree murder.
Stockley claimed self-defense. He claimed that he had a reasonable fear that his life was in danger because Anthony Lamar Smith had gone for a gun. And as a countercharge, Stockley was charged by prosecutors with having planted a gun on Lamar Smith.
Right. And again, the judge did not find evidence of this. The gun that they claimed was planted, that was found in the car, was too big for Stockley to have hidden, the judge claims, that there was no evidence from all the video cameras that had actually recorded this, that he was wearing anything bulky that he could have hidden the gun in. So the judge says there's no evidence that he actually had the gun and had the opportunity to hide it because that would have been captured on the video footage.
So Jason Stockley was acquitted by a judge. He had waived his right to a jury trial here. That's why the judge rendered this verdict. What is the community saying? I mean, what was at stake in terms of relations and the community in St. Louis with this trial?
Well, a lot. I mean, we're still healing from the Michael Brown shooting 4 years ago and several other police-involved shootings since then. It's been interesting. Most public officials have come out with statements, calling for peaceful protests, of course, but several public officials, including Kim Gardner, who was the circuit attorney, the prosecuting attorney, disagrees with the decision, but says the judge's word is the judge's word. She said that what needs to happen now is we need to really reform how we investigate police-involved shooting and how we change the system, essentially. There's a lot of disappointment by public officials in this case and in the ruling.
And Jason Stockley, where is he now?
Well, I assume he is in his home, or he'll soon be returning to his home in Texas, in Houston, where he now lives.
And is no longer a police officer in St. Louis.
Correct. He's not. He hasn't been for a while.
A verdict in St. Louis, much anticipated from the 2011 shooting of Anthony Lamar Smith by Officer Jason Stockley. A judge today ruling that Jason Stockley not guilty of first-degree murder charges, and now St. Louis is reacting. Shula Newman, executive editor at St. Louis Public Radio, thanks for bringing us up to date.
You're welcome.